Unit 6, Mainly Revision.
本单元学习目标：一、复习第一至第五单元出现过的日常交际用语，以及本单元表达喜好和厌恶的日常交际用语。二、阅读课文 Twins， 了解有关双胞胎的常识和趣闻。三、复习一至五单元学过的一些个语法项目。Okay, now next, let's come to our dialogue.
Read the dialogue silently and find the information. What are the school children going to look for?
They are going to look for seaweeds, fish, plants, and all living things.
What are they planning to do after this?
They are planning to have a swim and have a picnic.
What is the problem?
The problem is that they can't swim because the sea is too dirty.Okay, next, let's come to the language points. The first one.
Mr. Zhu is taking a school party to the seaside.
朱先生呢正在带领学校一群人去海边。句子当中的这个 party 指的是 a group of people, 指的是一伙人、一群人。For instance,
a party of school children is going to the beach.
Now, next one.
There are 50 in the party traveling in Beijing.
Okay, 也就是说在北京的旅游团呢这个有50人。Number two.
Okay, everyone. Less noise, please. Gather and listen carefully.
Okay. 那么 okay, everyone 是唤起听众注意时的一个用语。再有呢 less noise please 是 please make less noise 的省略，也可以说 no noise please， 也就是说请小点声音，或者是 please make no noise 或者是表示请不要说话。再有呢get around and listen carefully means come closer so that you can hear what I'm saying. Okay, number three.
When you find anything, make a note where it's found and do a drawing in your notebook.
Well, make a note where it's found means write down in your notebook where it is found. Do a drawing in your notebook. We can say draw what you have found in your exercise book.
Okay, number four.
Mr. Zhu, have you seen the sea? This question can have two meanings.
The first one, have you either in your life or recently seen the sea?
There is something strange about the sea. Have you noticed what it is?
Okay, well here Mr. Zhu makes a joke and pretends that Jane is asking the first type of question.
Number five.
It looks as if it isn't clean enough to bathe here.
看来这海水呢不够清洁，不能在这洗澡。下文当中还有一个结构类似的句子。
It looks as if our class won't be able to bathe at all.
也就是说看来我们班根本洗不成海水浴了。注意这两个句子当中的这个 look 都是联系动词，表示看起来，它可以用在这样的句型当中，就是 it looks as if 看起来怎么怎么样，后面加一个从句。 For instance,
It looks as if there will be a storm.
It looks as if we shall have to walk home.
好，我们来看看这个句型。也就是说，刚才那个句子当中有一个 It isn't
clean enough to bathe in. 它大体相当于 it is too dirty to bathe in. 它的这个句型结构呢，就是 not 后面加上形容词或者是副词，然后再加 enough， 再加不定式。For instance,
the coat is not large enough for you to wear.
相当于 the coat is too small for you to wear. The next one.
The book isn't easy enough for him to read.
Means the book is too difficult for him to read. The next one.
She didn't run fast enough to catch you.
Means she ran too slowly to catch you. Number six.
It seems that there is a big waste pipe coming down from the town. A big waste pipe comes down into the sea from the town above.
Okay, 也就是说看来有一条大废水管呢从城里一直接到这儿来了。注意 it seems that...这是一个表示猜测或者是判断的句型，表示看来怎么怎么样。For instance,
It seems that no one is against the plan.
It seemed that life for her was rather hard. Number seven.
No matter how much you want to bathe, it just isn't safe.
不管你多么想洗海水澡，但那实在是不安全的。注意句子当中的这个 no matter 这个词组表示不管或者是无论，它常常以疑问词 how、who、where、when、which 等等呢，一起连用，可以引导一个让步状语从句。For instance,
No matter how late he goes to bed, he always gets up early.
No matter who knocks, don't open the door. 不管谁敲门，不要开门。
No matter how hard he worked, he couldn't satisfy the boss.
不管他多么的努力工作，多么的努力的干活，他总是不能使得这个老板满意。
No matter where you go,I'll go with you.
OK, 这是 no matter where 引导的一个让步状语从句。OK? Now, number eight.
I suppose it's better to be safe than sick.
Well, this means, I suppose it's better not to swim and to stay healthy instead of swimming and getting sick.
Well, so much for lesson 21. Now let's move on to lesson 22. Please read the first paragraph and try to find out the answers to the following questions. Number one.
What types of waste are mentioned in the text? Waste factories, human waste, plastics, dangerous waste,radioactive waste, rubbish from people's homes.
Number two, what is done to waste nowadays?
Waste is piped into the sea, taken far out to the sea, thrown into the sea, put into containers and thrown into the sea, stored.On land.
Okay, now next, let's look at the second passage. Well, a throwaway society is a country which throws away a lot of rubbish. Well, read the second passage quickly and try to find out the answers to these questions. The first one, why is rubbish a problem in Western countries?
Large areas of land must be found where rubbish can be put. Energy is wasted producing goods which are thrown away.
Number two, why is rubbish becoming a problem in China as well?
Many lakes and rivers are polluted by the waste from factories. As the wealth of a country increases, more waste will be produced.
Okay, so much for the questions and answers. Now let's move on to language points. Dealing with waste, 废物处理，短语动词 deal with 表示处理。注意 deal 的过去式过去分词分别都是 dealt. Okay, now let's look at some examples.
How shall we deal with the problem?
There are many difficulties for us to deal with.注意 deal with 还可以表示对待或者是对 for instance
That man is hard to deal with
那个人很难对付
This book deals with the problems of pollution
OK 那么也就是说这本书啊、论述了污染问题那么在这里 deal with 表示论述或者是谈论等等 Number 2
How to get rid of waste is a great problem for the world today.
也就是如何处理废物是当今世界的一大难题。这里面 how to get rid of waste 是疑问词加上不定式结构在其中做主语。我们来看一看其他疑问词呢、也可以用在这样的结构当中。For instance,
When to start for Shanghai is not yet decided.
Where to store the waste is still a problem. 那么短语动词 get rid of 表示排除或者是摆脱处理掉。For instance,
How can I get rid of the pain in the leg?
那么这里的意思就是说我怎么能治好这个腿疼呢? The next one.
We shall have to get rid of these old pictures.
我们必须把这些个旧画处理掉。Okay, now let's come to number three.
In many countries with seacoast, human waste is piped directly into the sea without being treated.
在许多临海的国家中，人们的这个粪便呢，未经处理就直接排入大海。注意这里面的介词without 它后面呢、跟了一个动名词的被动形式也就是说主动形式是 doing 那么被动形式呢是 being done 它在这里头做方式状语表示未经怎么怎么样那 let's look at some examples
He left the classroom without being permitted
也就是说他未经许可呢就离开教室那么这里头它是比较被动所以是 being permitted The next one
She walked away from home on a dark night without being seen
她在黑夜中呢离家出走没有人看见 Number four
Although the sea breaks up the waste Beaches may become polluted And fish may not be safe to eat.
虽然大海呢可以把粪便冲散，但海滨可能受到污染，吃鱼也就可能不安全了。注意短语动词 break up 表示驱散或者是打碎或者是拆散。For instance,
The police came and broke up the crowd.
也就是说，警察来了，把人群都驱散了。The next one.
The ship was broken up on the rock.
船在礁石上撞得粉碎。Number five.
A better method is to take the waste far out to sea in ships, where the wind and waves break it down.
也就是说比较好的办法呢是把粪便用船运到很远的海。这个海上那里的风浪呢会把它分解在下面一段还有另外一个句子
Plastics and other similar rubbish that do not break down may not be thrown into the sea anywhere.
就是不能分解的这个塑料制品及其它类似的垃圾呢都不允许倒入海中的任何地方。这两个句子当中都含有短语动词 break down。那么它表示分解，但前一句的 break down 指物理变化，后一句的 break down 呢指的是化学变化。我们来看一些个例句。
After many years, rocks break down into dirt.
就是说经过许多年之后啊，岩石就分解成这个尘埃了。Now next one.
Water can be broken down into hydrogen and oxygen.
水呢可以分解成氢和氧。注意，当 break down 做拆散讲的时候，它与 break up 这个同义，我们呢可以通用。Number six.
In 1989, an international law was passed to stop people putting waste into the sea. It is now against the law to throw anything into the sea.Within 5 kilometers of land.
也就是说啊，1989年通过了一项国际法，制止人们呢把废物倒入大海。现在呢，在离大陆5公里范围内的这个大海中啊，倒入任何东西都是违法的。那么句子当中这个 stop somebody from doing something 表示阻止某人做某事。Now let's see some examples.
We all tried to stop him smoking or from smoking in bed, but he still did it.
也就是说，这个我们呢，大家都曾设法制止他在床上这个抽烟，但是他还是在床上这个抽。The next one.
It's time for rest. We must stop her from singing.
到休息的时候了，我们必须。不能让他再唱了。注意这里头是 stop somebody doing something 或者 stop somebody from doing something。句子当中还有一个短语动词 be against， 表示违反或者是违背。For instance,
Lily married John. It was against her mother's wishes.
Lily 嫁给了约翰，这是违背她母亲的意愿。这是。Against her mother's wishes. The next one.
It is against your promise to go on smoking.
继续抽烟，这违背了你的诺言。再有 be against 还可以表示反对。那么这时候与此相对应的呢是 be for， 表示呢赞成什么什么或支持什么什么。For instance,
Are you for the decision or against it?
也就是说你是赞成呢还是反对这个决定。 The next one.
I know they are all for giving up the plan for traveling.
我知道呢他们全都赞成放弃那个旅行计划。注意 against 后面如果加这个动词或者是 for 后面加上动词，动词都要用 ing 形式。再要提醒同学们注意的是 against 它本身不是动词，它是一个介词，所以呢在用的时候要么放在动词的后面，要么放在 be 动词的后面，请同学们提醒注意。 Number seven.
Other waste may be thrown into the sea either 19 kilometers from land or more than 40 kilometers from land depending on the nature of the materials.
其他的废物可以倒入海中，或者呢离陆地19公里，或者呢离陆地呢40多公里，这取决于这些材料的性质。那么句子当中的这个 depending on the nature of the materials 是动词的 ing 短语，它呢对这个前面的句子呢做补充说明。下面的动词 ing 短语呢也属于这种类似的用法，我们一起来看一下。
He had a high fever when he was 3.Making him completely blind.
也就是说啊，他3岁的时候呢发过一次高烧，使得他全部失明了。The next one.
Bruce is now traveling in France, making it impossible to get in touch with him.
现在 Bruce 在法国旅行，因此呢，不可能呢同他取得联系。再有呢，短语动词 depend on 在句子当中表示取决于什么什么。For instance,
the price depends on the quality.
也就是说，价格取决于质量。
Your success depends on your effort.
也就是这个你的成功呢，取决于你的努力。Number eight,
they seek to reduce waste.Protect the earth.
他们设法减少废物，保护呢地球。注意 seek 表示企图或者是试图，后面呢通常跟不定式，也就 seek to do something， 它有点类似我们以前学过的 try to do something 这个词的意思。For instance,
they sought to kill him, but failed.
注意 sought 是 seek 的过去式，也就是说他们曾经企图杀害他，但是失败了。The next one,
we sought to change her mind, but she refused.
我们曾经这个设法呢改变他的想法，但是他拒绝了。注意 seek 呢还可以表示寻找或征求，或者是设法得到。For instance,
most men seek wealth.All men seek happiness.
多数人寻求财富，所有的人呢寻求幸福。Number nine.
Second, much energy is wasted producing things that are thrown away.
其次呢，浪费了大量的能源去生产那些要扔掉的东西。这个在 ing 短语 producing things 的前面省略了介词 in。实际上是 is wasted in producing things. 好，类似的这个句子我们看看还有这些。
She spent all the morning helping him with his grammar.
我们实际上是 spent all the morning in helping him, 这里头 in 省略掉了，所以这是动词的 ing 形式。Now next one.
They are very busy making preparations for the English evening.
Be busy doing something, 还可以说 be busy in doing something, 这里的介词也省略掉了。 Now next one.
A lot of difficulties may be met building the bridge across the river.
也就是说在这条河上建筑桥梁可能呢会碰到许多问题。 Number 10.
So, multiply the total for Britain.22 times 22.
因此呢，把英国的总量乘以22。注意这个句型 ，multiply A by B， 也就是说把 A 乘以 B 这个意思。For instance,
5 multiplied by 6 equals 30, or is 30.
That's right， 就是五乘六啊等于三十。Well, that's the end of lesson 22. Now let's come to lesson 23. Well, there are three paragraphs in this passage. I will read you three sentences which are the main ideas of these paragraphs. But these sentences are in the wrong order. Now please try to put them in the right order according to the passage.
The Chinese government is also working hard against pollution. European countries are now making an active effort towards recycling. Developing countries have already started to recycle materials.
Okay, now let's look at these sentences.Now, which is the main idea of paragraph 1, 2, and 3?
Paragraph 3.
Sentence A is the main idea of paragraph 3.
Paragraph 1.
That's right. Sentence B is the main idea of paragraph 1. So, sentence C must be the main idea of paragraph
2.
Right.
Number one,
European countries are now making an active effort to reuse materials more than they used to.
欧洲国家现在正在积极努力比过去更多的重复使用旧材料。这里面的 effort 表示努力或者是尽力。我们往往用在这个短语当中叫 make an effort to do something. For instance,
Will you make an effort to arrive on time tomorrow?
啊，明天尽力准时到好吗？ Now next one.
He will make every effort to help us.
他将尽最大努力帮助我们。Now next one.
He lifted the heavy box without effort.
Okay, 他没费多少劲儿就把沉箱子提起来了。Now, next one.
Leftover food is given to pigs, and vegetable matter is put back onto the fields.
也就是说，这个剩下的饭呢，用来喂猪，蔬菜的根茎呢，用来肥田。Here, leftover food refer to the food that has been prepared but not eaten. Now, part three.
More than 60,000 small factories which seriously polluted the environment were shut down in 1996.
也就是说曾经严重污染的六万多家小工厂已经于1996年关闭了。这里面有一个短语动词 shut down 表示关闭或者是使停业或者是歇业。For instance,
The whole company shuts down for 3 weeks over the summer holiday.
整个公司暑假里歇业三个星期。Okay, so much for the explanation of the text. Next, let's come to some exercises. Please turn to page 35.Now let's do part 3, practice. Please rewrite each sentence using a past participle construction. Well, let's look at the example first. I found a note pod. It was buried in the sand. 那么这是两个简单句。我们现在呢，把它连成一句话，用一个分词的形式，也就成了 I found a note pod buriedin the sand. 那么这里面的 pot 和动词 bury 之间它由于是表被动所以呢我们用的是过去分词 buried. Okay, next, let's do the following exercise.
Okay, number one. She was disappointed with the results of the experiment. She started a new one.
Disappointed with the results of the experiment, she started a new one.
Number two, they were separated at birth. The twins do not know each other.
Separated at birth. The twins do not know each other. 这里面 separate 表示分开，也就是说在出生的时候就分开了。所以呢，这个双胞胎彼此呢，这个并不互相这个认识。所以这里头呢这个之所以用 separated 过去分词是因为它和后面的逻辑主语 the twins 之间表被动所以我们这儿用了一个过去分词 OK, number three
Number three is He was ruined by a bad business deal He had to sell the house
Ruined by a bad business deal He had to sell the house
Number four Charles DarneyWas sentenced to death. He felt hopeless.
Being sentenced to death, Charles Darney felt hopeless.
Number five. I love bread if it is freshly baked.
So we can say, I love bread freshly baked. Or, I love freshly baked bread.
I certainly do. Let's now go to number six.
Okay.
Number six, the city was difficult to take. It was defended by an army of 6,000 men.
The city defended by an army of 6,000 men was difficult to take. 那么这里面 the city 和 defend 之间它表被动，所以呢 defend 在这里我们用了过去分词 defended. Okay, now let's come to number seven.
Number seven, the precious necklace was never found. It was stolen by a thief.
The precious necklace stolen by a thief was never found.
Number eight, we found a lady. She was beautifully dressed.
Okay, we can put these two sentences together like this one. We found a beautifully dressed lady. 那么这里面 dressed 过去分词放在了它所修饰词的这个 lady 的前面。
Number nine, they were defeated but still alive. They managed to escape in a boat.
Defeated but still alive, they managed to escape in a boat.
And that's the end of Unit 6. See you soon.